You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Mother's Day coming up in just a couple of days. And something that we like to do a little bit different on our show is we like to sometimes take a segment like this, open up the lines, and say, instead of people calling in and doing a five call says it all about whether somebody should tell that someone else is having an affair or not, we say, no, we're going to take a little bit of time and allow our listeners to do a shout out to their mom for Mother's Day.
I love this. Get a little
We want to try to keep it pretty quick. We can't give you like 2 or 3 minutes, but a few seconds just to tell us your mom's name and what you want to say about her or to her. And Jeremy and Josh will turn this into a podcast today.
Yep.
So that you'll be able to even share it with family members and such.
There you go.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. That's how you get through and talk to your boys in the morning. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Hi. So who's your mom?
Her name is Veronica. She's no longer with us, but she was my grandmother, but she raised me, and she was wonderful.
Excellent. Anything special you want to say about her?
Just that I love her and she's gone but never forgotten.
There you go.
Jessica, thank you for being on the show with us. Okay, we appreciate you opening up like that.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Have a great day. We appreciate you. Let's talk to Beth. Beth, tell us your mom's name.
Her name is Barbara and she lives in Orlando, but I wanted to shout out to her because my dad was in and out of the hospital and rehab for the last couple of months. And she was amazing. She put her life on hold, going to the hospital every day and rehab every day, taking care of the house. And she was just amazing for the last few months. So I wanted to tell her I love her, and I think she's great.
Shout out to Barbara. Right on.
You just did. And thank you for the time, Beth. I hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks. You too.
Thank you, Beth.
Thank you for being on the show. Here comes Mary. Hi, Mary. Good morning.
Hi, boys.
Hi, Mary.
So your mom's name is?
Maria.
Maria. Ooh, what Maria. Do you want to say to her?
I wanted to say, te quiero muchísimo, and I love you very much. Thank you for everything you've done for me. And actually, I love you more. A little contest we have going on.
Is it one of those things where you end the call every time with I love you more, or what's that?
Well, she kind of, whenever we leave each other, whenever we leave or say bye, say I love you, and she says I love you more, and she doesn't let me finish.
Ah, yes. That's great.
But now you get the last word because this will be on the podcast and there's nothing she can do about it.
You just said it to the entire city. So
exactly.
All right, Mary.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for calling. Hey, Becky, good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Who is this message for?
My mom, Holly. She
go ahead.
Passed on.
Well, tell us a little bit about Holly.
She loved kids. She helped me out in school. She'd go to my, whenever I had an activity, she'd go to my activities.
Yeah.
She's a really special person.
That's How old beautiful. Were you when you lost your mom?
20.
Man.
Well, I lost my mom like that at the same time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I can relate with you, Becky. Yeah, I was 21 when I lost my mom. So I'm there with you.
It feels like yesterday.
Yeah.
I know. Isn't it wild? It's like I was talking to Jeremy the other day when it was my mom's birthday, and I said my mom would have been, you know, X number of years old, but that was, you know, years and years ago. She's locked into my mind as a 55-year-old woman. That's when she lost her battle with leukemia. She was 55. Mm-hmm. I was 21 years old, and so she will 42.
She had cancer. She had brain tumor.
Oh my god! So
you know, Becky, we're sending a virtual hug to you, and thank you for calling us. I hope you have great memories of your mom all weekend.
We really appreciate it, Becky.
Thank you
so very much for that call. I'm honored that she would call us and talk about that to us.
So special.
Hey, Maria. Good morning.
Hi, it's Mariah.
Mariah.
All right, even better. Hi, Mariah.
Hi. My mom's name is Josephine, though she always went by Judy. She passed away about almost 27 years ago, but I just wanted to let my mom know, because I know she's always with me, that, and she knows this too, but she saved my life when I was 12 years old because she figured out that I was diabetic. And so I've lived now with type 1 diabetes for, like, actually Mother's Day is the 39th anniversary, or my diversary, of being diagnosed diabetic, and it's all because of my mom that I'm still on this earth.
There you go.
Well, you know what? A shout out to Judy. Thank you so much, Mariah. We hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You guys too.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you for taking the time. 303-691-1649. Hi, Victoria.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
So who is this message for today?
It's for my mom. So her name is Sun Yi, but she went by Ann most of her life here in America. And I just want to say that she's the best mom, because when I was going through nursing school about 12 years ago, she actually moved from another state, happily married to my dad, but moved in with me for 2 years while I went to nursing school to help take care of my daughter.
Wow. Holy cow.
That's
what a
very
move.
Cool. Very
That's a
cool.
Huge move.
Yeah, and then she would go back and visit during the summer, but she would, you know, pretty much live here throughout the year so I could go to school, because she always knew school was important. But that was just one big sacrifice that she mm-hmm. made, along with many. But
sounds like you got a damn good mom.
Yeah, I do.
You know what? That's probably a word that doesn't come up enough, but it's so true with so many moms, is the sacrifices that they make throughout their lives.
That's
and
right.
When we're kids, we obviously take it all for granted, right? It's just the way it should be.
It's the way moms are, right?
It's yeah. because you're mom. You're supposed to
and
sacrifice
And then you become a parent,
us.
And you're like, wow. So, you realize.
Yeah. Exactly.
So right. And did you say you were
going to acknowledge my mom?
Absolutely. Yeah. Did you say you were going to school for what? To be a nurse? Is that what you said?
Yes, for nursing.
Mm-hmm. Well, today is National Nurses Day, by the way.
So thank you.
So
thank you.
Happy Nurses Day. Thank you for the time. Thank you for calling your boys in the morning. Here's Melinda. Good morning, Melinda.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
So who is this message for today?
This is for my mother, Mary. And actually, this Friday the 13th will be 18 years since she's passed away.
What can you say about Mary?
So when my mom was alive, we found out that she would collect dimes and she would put them all along her windowsill. And we never really knew why she would do that. But towards the end of her sickness, we found that she would collect these dimes, and she said that they were messages from heaven. And so people that had passed away that were thinking about her in a hard time or in a celebration, she would find these dimes. And so since my mom has passed, we all as a family share with each other on the phone or on text that we found dimes that day. And so we always keep her in mind. And my son, who is stationed in, he just got back from South Korea and now he's over in the UK. He was finding dimes, American dimes, the entire time he was out there. And so I know that was her shining down on him and looking out for him, keeping him safe, and all of us as a family as well. I'm just so grateful, and I know that she's still there with us.
What a great story.
What a cool thing. By the way, thank you so much for the call, Melinda. We appreciate your time. Okay?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
What a
you know,
cool
that's
story.
A really cool thing they've got with their families. Anytime you find a dime, it's
an
one
excuse
of their,
to text each other even. And
yeah,
stay
and
in
it's
contact
a family member reaching out from the beyond.
That's pretty neat.
I love that story. Hi, Annette. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
So who's this message for?
Her name is Antoinette.
Pretty. I love that. And what do you want to say about Antoinette?
She's just the most incredible mother that I am so blessed to have, and she has really taught me what unconditional love is. She helped me to raise my son as a single mom, and she took care of me and my son during when I had breast cancer, and she is just incredible. She's made so many sacrifices for her children that I just
can never repay, can we? We can never repay.
Yeah, ever.
Exactly. And like, the only thing we can do, Annette, is we can take the grace that we learned from them and we can try to pass it on to other people. That's about the best we can do to say thanks. And I think most moms would feel that way, is like, you want to thank me, be nice to people, like, you know, and do things for them like I did for you.
Thank you, Annette. Absolutely. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate your time so much this morning and appreciate you spending your mornings with your boys. Hi, Christine.
Hi.
Hi.
Who's the message for?
It's for my mom, Catherine. She is no longer with us, but I just want to say that she was the best mom from what I can remember. I lost her when I was 8.
Oh, wow. So that's real tough.
It was really hard growing up, but she was always there for me when I was little, and I do remember playing games and all that stuff with her when I was little. So I just want to say that I love her and I miss her dearly.
We appreciate
and I'm so
call.
Glad you called us and told us that. Thank you,
Thank
Christine.
You.
Thank you.
Bye.
Appreciate you. Have a great weekend. Yeah. Is it pronounced Kieran? Is that right?
Yeah, that sounds good. Appreciate it. Yeah. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Who's this message for?
This is for my mom, Mina Dangi. And she's such an incredible mom, you know. She's so positive and powerful, and she was always watching us, even though she didn't have any level of education. She always understood the value of education and, you know, worked so hard to, you know, give us a life. And I'm so fortunate to have my life who I am right now. And I'm not very good at expressing.
Yes, you are.
You're doing fine.
Excuse
you're
me, sir,
fine, buddy.
I think you kicked butt.
You're
with
nailing
that.
It.
And I want to point out that you used a word that I'm so glad you used. You referred to your mom as powerful.
Yeah.
And I bet there are so many people listening right now who are just nodding, saying, that's my mom. She is a powerful person because of the influence that they have. You did a great job. Thank you for being on the show, and you have a nice weekend, okay?
Thank you so much, guys. We always listen to your program in the morning, so we laugh with the kids on the way to school. So I hope
we really appreciate that as well.
Thank you, sir.
Man. See you later.
We have the greatest listeners on the planet. We have time for only
more.
Two more, Lisa and Samantha. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Who's the message for?
My mom, Marlene.
What do you want to say Marlene. About her?
So my dad became a paraplegic when he was 22. And my mom took extraordinary care of him for 22 years.
Yeah.
And now she's 90. She still lives in her own house and just has a wonderful life.
It's it's the powerful aspect that we were talking about. She was a powerful lady.
Extremely.
Absolutely.
And still is.
Yep. So I just wanted to give a shout out. I love her so much, and she's such a great role model.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for honoring us by sharing that on our show. We appreciate you, Lisa.
Enjoy your Sunday, Lisa.
Thank you so much. Man, you know what? And a special shout out to every mom who is a caregiver.
Right.
There are a bunch of them out there, like she's talking about. Time for one more. Samantha, good morning. Thank you for calling. Who is this message for?
Good morning. My name, it's for my mom. My mommy, you know.
What's her name?
Her name's Michelle.
And what do you want to say about Michelle?
Oh, there's so much to say. I don't think there's enough words to explain in the world what she means to me. And, you know, for every mom in the world, too, just know that you're special. You're so special. Every hard work that you do, just not thinking selfishly. And I think that's the best thing that my mom has ever given me.
It's a great
She's always
call.
Cared and loved me the best way she could.
And she taught you to be selfless, and that is a fantastic gift. Samantha.
Thank you, Samantha.
Thank you for sharing with us.
I hope you
have a great weekend, okay?
You as well.
It's a great call to end it on right there.
I love that segment.
Oh, man.
I'm
all goosebumpy.
And I'm not kidding. I mean, you honor us by calling and sharing those stories with us. So
seriously, thank you.
Thank you for honoring your moms and doing us the honor of sharing with us. We appreciate you so much.
Great calls.